Okay, today's Amud is Zayin, Amud Aleph. We've been discussing up to now the question about Yodos, and we had five different areas as to what exactly was the status of Yodos. We'd started off with a discussion on Vav and Beis about Yodos for Kiddushin. If a person said an incomplete phrase, what's the status of that? We then discussed Yodos for Peya, and the Gemara was inconclusive exactly what the status was of that. Today, we're going to talk about Tzedakah. We'll talk about making something Hefker. And then a fifth phrase will be Yodos for a Beis HaKiseh, for designating something as a bathroom. So that's really the outline of today's Amud, but just within the overall context of where our discussion is up to. So we start now on Zayin Amud Aleph, the top line. Yesh Yad L'Tzedakah O Ein Yad L'Tzedakah. What's the din if you made non-complete statement, a partial statement about a tzedakah? Do we assume that now that has the status of it? Sehechidami, what's the case? Elim, if you're going to tell me to Amar Hadein Zuzal tzedakah, this coin should be going for tzedakah, the Hadein Nami, and this one also. So Ahu tzedakah Atzmahi, that's exactly the case of tzedakah. We know exactly what you meant, exactly what you said, and there's no suffix over there. Ella, the case must be where we have a suffix of a yad for tzedakah. So kigon to omer hadein velo omer nami. So again, the cases where the guy has a coin, he says hadein zuzel tzedakah. Okay, and then he says the hadein. So my, what does it mean? Hadein nami le tzedakah kamer? Is he saying that this second coin should be used for tzedakah as well? O dilma, no, my hadein. He's just saying this is for general use, right? It's going to go out for general use. That's what the Shorsh Pekuf always means, like Nafka Mina, Puktan, right? All these things are Pekuf. It's going to go out. I'm going to use it in general for things. V'dibruhu dulo aske, right? He didn't finish off what he meant, but that's the idea. So, the Rambam, in Matanz Laniyim, brings down over here. This is in Perek Ches Halacha Beis. Hamatfis b'tzedakah chayev b'shar gnedorim. So if you make a statement of tzedakah that you're going to give and you associate with something else that's already chayev, you have to give it. Ketzah, what's an example? Omer harei selazu kizu. This one is like that. Harei zeh tzedakah. Right, this one also goes for tzedakah, even though you didn't necessarily speak it out. That's how the Rambam paskins over here. Okay, so the Gemara says, what are the two sides of suffix? Mi amrina, do we say kevad is kish lekarbonos, since what the tzedakah is make a hekish from that to karbonos dichsi beficho, because you speak it out with your mouth. Zu tzedakah, that's the way Chazal in the pasuk. So ma karbonos yesh lehen yad, and just like for karbonos we make a yad, so af tzedakah yesh lo yad. So here too, by the tzedakah they would have a yad. Odoma, maybe no. But Baal Ta'achir, maybe it's only a din by Baal Ta'achir who did kish. That's only hekish is just for that one limited application, but not for all of them. So Gemara doesn't really answer it. The Gemara says, okay, yesh yad lehefker, odoma ein yad lehefker. What if you wanted to make something ownerless, right? So haynu tzedakah, right? It sounds like this is the same thing we just asked, right? You know, you're making something, giving over property for the poor. See this Rambam in the Dorim Beis Tezayin. The Rambam speaks out, what's the din? Hamafkir es hakarka, if you're going to make your property, your land, ownerless, kalakonim vehichzik bohen zocha. So anybody who comes, first come, first serve. Anyone who regrets it, his. V'din Torah filu hefker b'fnei echod hareze hefker. Right now, on a deraisa level, if you do it in front of one person, that's enough. V'nifta min hamaisus, and therefore you are exempt from a ownerless land. You're not chayav to give a maaser from. Right? K'moshi is ba'ir b'makom. Let me explain the Rambam. Avah ba mean divrei sofrim. Big discussion what the Rambam means, but divrei sofrim usually means on a rabbinic level when the Rambam says that phrase. Midivrei sofrim ein hefker ad shi afkir b'fnei shlosha. really on a derais level in front of one. Here on a derabbanan level has to be in front of three. Kedei shiye echad zoche, one out of the three will acquire it. The imratzav hashnai shnayim meidim, the two, the shnayim will be the witnesses. They saw him acquire this property. Omer, here's our case. Hareze hefker. If a person says that this is hefker, vize and this, hare hasheni suffik hefker. So now it's a suffik. We don't know what the status is of the second one because that's a yad for making something hefker. Vim omer vize kemoze, this should be like that. Osh omer vigamze, this one also, hare matfis hasheni viye hefker vadai. Then it's certainly, it's not ambiguous at all. We know exactly what he meant, exactly what he said. So Gemara speaks this out now. Im timtzalom rakomer. This is the style of, you know, if you want to take one side of that of the equation, we'll have a further follow up question to that. Im timtzalom yesh yad l'tzedaka. If you're going to say that yes, there is a yad for tzedaka, de'ein hekesh l'mechza. We don't make like a partial, a halfway, a hekesh. So hefke mi amrina hayne tzedaka. Do we say that in this case that when you make something hefker, that's the same thing as doing a tzedakah? Oh, don't know. Maybe not. Shiny tzedakah. Maybe there's a fundamental difference in the category of making something tzedakah. Why? Did tzedakah lo chazia el anim? Because tzedakah is only good for poor people. But hefker, anybody could take it. A millionaire could come and take something that's hefker, right? Aval hefker, bein lanim, bein lashirim. So therefore, maybe it's not really the same category. We can't learn one case from the other. Okay, and again, the Gemara doesn't really talk about and come to a conclusion. We'll see maybe in the run what it is, but yados for tzedakah and yados for hefker. But just speaks out the two sides of them. Okay, now the Gemara is going to our fifth and final one, is making a yados for beis akise, for a bathhouse, bathroom. Boy, Ravina asked, yesh yad beis akise lo? Is there yados, right? Half statements, does that count for making something to beis akise? Hey, chidami, asks the Gemara, what's the case? So ilim, if you can tell me, to omer hadain beis lahavi beis kise, this house, this room, this structure should be a beis kise. The hadain nami, and this one also, who beis kise nami have. That's of course the second structure automatically now is being has the din of a beis kise. So that can't be what the suffix is. Ella kigon to omer vehadain. He didn't say the full thing. Vehadain nami, he says, and this one. Velo Amar, he didn't say the word Nami. So my, what's the case? If he just said, again, Hadain beis lahavi beis akise, and he says, Behadain. So, Hadain de Amar, when he just says this one, Hadain Nami beis akise, does it mean it should have the same status, and just like the first one is a beis akise, so too the second one? Oh, Dilma, maybe no. My the Hadain, what does it mean when the guy says this one? Matashmisha ba'alma ka'amar. It's just going to be used for general storage. Guy's walking through a brand new house and he sees a room and he says, "Yeah, okay, in this one, what does it mean? This one, and this one will be for storage, and this one will be where I'll keep my my dirty laundry, whatever it is." But it's not that this one's going to be a bathhouse. Just that this is what that's going to be used. So the Gemara says like this: Michla the pshita le Ravina. It was so poshit to Ravina diyesh zim on the basic kise, right? That when you designate something that makes it have its status, right? V'ho amiboy le Ravina, right? Ravina had this as a question. How can you tell me so poshit? He's mina le basic kise mahu. What's the din if you designated something as a basic kise? His mina le basic hamerchatz mahu. What's the din now? A basic hamerchatz is a bath house where they would bathe themselves and clean themselves, right? Zimin moyel, oh, ain't zimin moyel. Does it help? Is it effective to make something into a like the designated, or is it not? Right? Is like really we're saying is hazmana milsahi. That's the one's question over here. So Ravina chada migo. Ravina had one question within another. Zimun moyel o ein zimun moyel. Does hazama work designating something? The intim salam. If you're going to tell me yesh zimun, you're going to tell me that there is zimun. Yesh yad o ein yad. Is there yados for this, or is there not yados for making a zimun for basic kise? And the word has a phrase tiboile. Little means it's asked. It's unresolved. This is what we probably be more familiar with is the expression teku. But the Gemara in Dan doesn't use the word teiku. As we saw from the Shita Mekubetzes previously, in an earlier shir, that both Nedarim and Nazir have different style of Lashonos. So really, if we were in a different Masechta, we would expect at this point the word Gemara just said teiku. Here it says off with Tiboile. So what take is the status of, again, the cases where you... where you did what? You designated it. We'll see in Shulchan Aruch, and actually this comes up in Hilchos Kriyashma. Why in Kriyashma? Because the halacha is that you're not allowed to say a Dabashim Kedusha, Kriyashma, in a basic Kisei. So here we are. This is Orachayim Pe Gimel Siv Gimel. Omer Beis Din Yehei Leveis Kisei. This room, this house, this structure be for a base Kisei. V'amra Beis Bayisach, he says, Vigam Zen, this also, Dinam Shava. They have the same status. Each room is now, has, is halachically called a Beis Kisei. Ve'im Amar Al Hasheni, but if he said on the second one, this is our Gemara, Nedarim Zayin Amon Aleph. If he said on the second one, Ubayize, Vilo Amar Vigam Zen, right, he didn't say this one also, Hare Hasheni Safek. We don't know. What's the status? Im Hizmin Al Kach Im Lav. Is it have the status of a bathhouse? And therefore, you won't be allowed to or not. Lefikach, and therefore, ein korim bo lechatchila. You really should be concerned on a lechatchila level not to read Kriyashma in this second house, the second room. However, says the Mechaber, im korim bo yotza. But if you did do it, then you are yotze b'di'evan. You would not have to go back and repeat it. So here, the Mishnah Berurah speaks out in Sifkat and Yud about we have a suffix about whether or not it was. The statement works. Like we saw, maybe it just means I'm going to be using it for that. He cut himself off, or he changed his mind. He didn't finish off what he said, so we don't know. We have a suffix on that. So it's interesting, in the Dirshu, they bring on this Mishnah Berurah, Hatam Shitzarich Shediburo Yeh Boror. Why do you have to have such a clear speech, a clear indication, the Ein Dai Lahazmin B'machshav? You can't just think, okay, this is what I want. You have to actually speak it out. So they quote from Shlomo Zalman Orbach and from Rav Chaim Kanievsky, that the reason is, quoting our Gemara in Nedarim, Shemikemet Shekocha Issehu Rak Meshum Bizoyon Kriyashma Utfila. The reason why you can't do a daven or say Shema in the basic Kisei, it's considered to be disrespectful to Boyin. Lechein Nefer B'Malkam Shahazmenu B'Machshava, in a place where he was thinking about it, Ulai Ein Bekach Bizoyon. Maybe that's not really such a terrible Bizoyon. So again, it leaves off with a suffix, but because that's suffix, so we'll tell you, Lechatchila, don't say Shema in such a place, but if you did, then b'di'evad you would not have to repeat it. There's one other point mentioning about giving tzedakah. So this happens up frequently. Someone's like coming into shul and collecting. A shul comes into shul and they're walking around, and you take out money to give to them, but for whatever reason you weren't able to reach them, or they walked away, or they didn't see you, and now you took out a dollar bill, you took out money to give them, and they never gave it to you. So what's the status? Is that like a tzedakah now? Do you have to give it? So it's really a question. So Shlomo Zalman Orbach recommends, I think it's brought down Halicha Shlomo, that you should have in mind that it's not tzedakah, it's not property of the Ani until it actually goes into his hand. Or, let's say it's not a real person, but I mean, it's a real person, but like it's a pushka. So, it's not have a status of tzedakah until you put it into the pushka. So they bring a maisa with Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, that one time somebody walked in, and he was like blind, I think, and he chased after him. He walked after him, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach chased after him. So they asked him, Yiladenu Rabenu, you told us that if you don't give it to him, then you don't have to, it doesn't reach his hand, then it's not tzedakah. You just put it back in your wallet. You don't have to worry about it, like spending it. So he said, no, that's exactly what happened. The man was blind. I put it into his hand, but he didn't take it. And therefore, that's why I had to chase after him to make sure that it really went to him, because now at that point, it has the halachic status of tzedakah. Okay, it's a maaser of something we could think about. But again, the takeaway is to have in mind that we're not going to be giving this tzedakah until we actually physically put it into the person's hand or we put it into the pushka. Okay, we will stop here in a minute and pick it up next time with Zion Amid Beis.